Welcome to CRE Radio with Howard Klein. Our focus is commercial real estate, exploring vital questions, confronting commercial landlords, property and asset managers, investors, brokers, tenants, and anyone providing services to the industry. Your host is Howard Klein. His commercial real estate practice over 35 years has concentrated on broker, leasing, and property management issues. CRE Radio broadcasts are presented with the sole intent of educating listeners. Howard and his guests are specifically not offering legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult your own counsel. CRE Radio is available live and downloadable anytime at creradio.com. Call in during the live show with your comments or questions, 619-393-6492. Then press 1 to be placed in queue. And now, here's Howard Klein.
Hello, everyone. This is Howard Klein, and welcome to CRE Radio, the radio show about commercial real estate. And today's show is with Burton Young. He's the CEO of Sperry Van S, and I have had the distinct pleasure of interviewing Burton in advance of his presentation on November 8th at the Sperry Van S Brokers Forum breakfast meeting, where he'll be talking about syndications and joint ventures. Now, I think you'll note that even with all of Burton's experience, you will recognize the tremendous passion that Burton has for the work that he does. Not only for the work that he does, but he's working for a very important charity, or should I say charity event, that benefits orphan cancers, which he will explain in greater detail. So without further ado, why don't we hear from Burton?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, rather than giving it all away? Give us a summary.
Well, basically, I'm going to be talking about syndications and raising money to buy commercial real estate. And the formulas are pretty simple, but the way you go about doing it is extremely important. I think the most important takeaway will be when you're raising money and you're investing other people's money, the fiduciary responsibilities and the trust factor and the level of responsibility is 10 times greater than when you're doing it for yourself. And basically, I'll be talking to the audience about how to raise money, how to structure deals, what is current fair market for investors, what should investors expect to receive, what should the sponsors expect to receive, and really going into detail about the fiduciary responsibilities that the sponsor should have so that the audience gets a sense that, look, this isn't a part-time job. This isn't a side job you do just to kind of make an extra few bucks. If you're going to raise money and go buy properties for investors, you better focus on it. It better be your real job.
Could you give us some examples? This is what you do. And interestingly enough, we didn't talk about this in one of our prior interviews. What we talked about was brokers actually investing in themselves. This is a little bit different. This is brokers actually getting investors and participating in JVs or LLCs, but I mean, the idea is a syndication. Do you have an example of something that you've worked on in the past that you feel is a good example of what brokers need to do and pay attention to?
Yes. We've done over 200 transactions. We've raised, I'd say, in the $300 to $400 million range. We've purchased over $1 billion in properties. And so I started as a broker investing in properties back in the early 90s with my clients. That doesn't require any fiduciary responsibility. It's just me and my investment. But, you know, SVN Equities and American Equities Holdings Group now goes out and sources equity from private high net worth individuals. And when we do that, we not only take on the role as if we were the brokers investigating the deal and doing due diligence on the deal, but we take on an additional role where we're presenting investors with numbers, with incomes, with projections that we have to stand by. And we have to essentially ensure get done. And when the president of the United States goes up and says, hey, I'm going to cut the deficit in half in the next 4 years, you know, it's all circumstance. I mean, the reality is he didn't cut the budget in half in the next 4 years, and nobody's really holding him responsible for that. When I tell my investors I'm going to get them an 8% preferred return, and at the end of 4 years, when we sell this property, they can expect an 18% return, if I don't deliver it, I get a lot of heat. And so there's a big responsibility to make sure that you're under-promising and over-delivering. These investors, they have a piece of paper with a bunch of numbers on it, and they look at those numbers, and they look back 4 years later, and they see how we're doing. And if we're not doing the job, we get a lot of heat for it.
I see it as the difference between a short-term attitude and a long-term attitude. As a broker, you can, yes, you can have a long-term attitude anyhow, because if you think you're going to be in the business for 30 or 40 years, you just can't burn through clients thinking that all I care about is getting my commission today, and if the property doesn't make sense, who cares? I think the long-term brokers don't think like that. But you're impressed with even more of a long-term thought process, because you know that you're not just working on the commission. This has to work for your investors.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, if we get an acquisition fee, which is usually about 1% to 2%, that sort of would be your quote-unquote broker fee in the deal, if you will. The reality is that barely covers all your operating costs and your due diligence costs and your dead deal costs. What ultimately happens is, if you don't perform well, then your investors aren't going to invest with you again. And there's really no future in syndications if you can't build your track record and you can't continue to do good deals. The way we structure our deals is we really don't make any money until after our investors get an 8% preferred return and all their money back. So the 1% or 2% fees we get up front really mean nothing ultimately, because you can't run this business on 1% to 2% acquisition fees. You have to make the big promotes at the end. We have to make at least $1 million to $2 million in profit per deal for us to get enough money to make it worth our while. And so, you know, the way we structure our deals is an 8% preferred return plus either a 60-40 or a 70-30 profit split, with the large percentage going to the investors. If we don't get the 8% per year and then pay them back a decent profit, we really don't get anything, and it's not worth us to go in and do all this work for nothing.
Sure. What type of properties are you looking into now?
Right now, retail shopping centers seem to be what the lenders are producing or putting out in the marketplace. Our platform is a little bit different in that we only buy distressed, value-add, REO or foreclosure type properties. And so, and I've been doing this since 1992. So it's not like we just started. And, you know, our preferred property is multi-tenant flex office or industrial. We're not seeing a lot of that product come on the market right now that's distressed or being sold by the lenders. So I can tell you that in the last several years, the last 2 years, we bought a single-story office project in Chicago. We bought a 180,000-square-foot flex industrial property in Chicago, a 140,000-square-foot flex property in Denver, a vertical office building in Denver, and a shopping center in Orange County. Right now in my pipeline, things we're working on right now is, this week we just closed a shopping center in Denver. I've got three shopping centers in Phoenix we're buying, a shopping center in Chicago. I'm recapitalizing a flex property in Atlanta, and we're buying a single-story industrial flex property in Sacramento. So our goal is to try to focus on flex office industrial, which is accounting for maybe a third to half our acquisitions. But right now we seem to be seeing more retail shopping centers being funneled through the system and sold by the lender.
Right. Is there anything else that you'll be talking about at the broker's forum?
Just primarily, always keep your client as first and foremost in your daily thoughts. One of the things that we do that our clients really enjoy and respect and compliment us on is touching them. We send them emails a couple times a month, just giving them a quick update on what's going on with a particular asset that they're in. We send a dashboard report once a month that's physically emailed to them so that constantly they know that we're thinking about them, we care about them, and we're on top of their asset. I think clients today, they're really not worried as much about how much money they make as they are that they're not going to get taken advantage of. And realistically, you know, we underwrite our deals carefully, and we make sure that our that we're transparent and we're accountable to our clients, and we always make time for them. If the clients call, we're always there. We make time. We respond quickly. And I think that's the real takeaway is, you know, when you invest other people's money, you're really beholden to them, and you have to have that attitude.
It's the personal attention, which is required by lawyers, too.
Now, after we hear from a few of our sponsors, we're going to come back and we're going to be talking a little bit about a special charitable event that Burton has worked very hard on. And for anyone who has any interest in football, they'll recognize both USC and UCLA. And this is an event where actually, they're going to be having a special presentation. This event is going to be held at LA Live in Los Angeles on November 11th.
What's next for commercial real estate and retail marketing? Pop-up retail, and it's here now. PopUpInsider.com is the premier online resource for owners to advertise and fill properties for temporary use. PopUpInsider.com is where merchants and brands shop for temporary locations. See for yourself. Go to PopUpInsider.com, create your own account, market your empty spaces, or view available locations for your business. All on one convenient site. PopUpInsider.com.
This is the perfect time to talk about the NRTA. I want you to know that if you are a tenant and you have any obligation to pay CAM charges or building operating expenses, you should belong to the NRTA. That's the National Retail Tenants Association. It doesn't make any difference if you're big or small, you manage a large portfolio, or just a mom and pop. This organization is for you. It is an organization that is by, of, and for tenants. Its purpose is to help protect each other and to make sure that the landlord's charges are accurate. As a member, you will have an opportunity to participate in their webinar series. Every year in October, the NRTA has an annual convention, this last year of which was in Palm Desert, California at the Marriott Hotel. I was fortunate enough to be asked to be the keynote speaker, which I did do, and it was a really great event. You've got to go to their annual conventions because they spend just a tremendous amount of time educating their members. I think they had over 60 courses, and this is a jam-packed event, and they had over 600 attendees this year.
Do more business with your biggest clients. Techniques Marketing has perfected exciting new ways to increase your revenue with all your key accounts, way beyond mere trial and error. And we've done it for some of the biggest companies in America. Look, if you're happy with your numbers, great. If not, let's talk. Visit TechniquesMarketing.com. T-E-C-H, that's the tech. N-I-Q-U-E-S, there's the Neeks. TechniquesMarketing.com. This is Commercial Real Estate Radio with Howard Klein. If you have a question or a comment for Howard or his guests, please call 619-393-6492. That's area 619-393-6492. Then press 1 to be placed in queue.
Welcome back to CRE Radio. I'm your host, Howard Klein, and this is a short but sweet radio tweet with Burton Young. We're now going to spend a little time with Burton. discussing his USC-UCLA rivalry.
Let's take a minute to talk about the charity, because one of the things that impressed me last night at Crew LA was that all of the women who received awards just spent a tremendous amount of time giving and contributing their time to charitable events and everything. I was always very much impressed with that and wondered how people actually can get the time. But how do people, contribute to this charity and the charity event? And when is it?
The charity event is the first week in November. It's November 11th, which is the Monday prior to the big game between USC and UCLA. It's going to be at LA Live, the Nokia Center. It's going to be a red carpet premiere. There are tickets available. I think you can go to curate.com or rivalsunite.com and look it all up on the internet. I've been working on this with Paul McDonald and a host of other committee members. Barry Hoven started a charity called Curate with a K, K-U-R-E. And the goal of the charity is to raise money for cancer, but for orphan cancers, testicular cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cancers that aren't as well funded as, let's say, lung cancer or other major cancers. And so we decided to put this event together almost as a competitive event where UCLA alums and USC alums get together, raise money that will be split equally between the two schools. So you've got the USC North Cancer getting half the funds and UCLA getting half the funds for their medical research for orphan cancers. So all the funds that get raised are split evenly. The kickoff event is this gala, which is the where the premiere will be shown. We're expecting there's a major station or a TV like either ESPN or one of the major stations are looking at potentially picking this up and televising it. And so this documentary could be a great TV event. It will certainly be exciting to watch at the premiere. And then all the funds will be going to the two schools.
Well, that sounds very exciting. We're looking to see about getting some tickets for CRE Radio. Well, great. Thank you very much, Burton, and I look forward to seeing you at the Brokers Forum.
Great. Thanks, Howard.
This has been CRE Radio with Howard Klein. If you have a question or a topic you would like to discuss, Howard can be reached at 949-288-3707. That's area 949-288-3707, or by email to howard@creradio.com. CRE Radio is a live and recorded radio show accessible from both the web and your smartphone. Visit creradio.com to download any broadcast anytime or to receive newsletters and updates from Howard. CRE Radio broadcasts are presented on an informational basis only, with the sole intent of educating our listeners. Howard and his guest conversations specifically do not intend to offer legal advice. If you need legal advice, we recommend you seek out your own counsel. Remember, laws and practices may vary from state to state. Please listen again next time to CRE Radio with Howard Klein. Unauthorized editing or copying of portions of this show without the express written consent of CRE Radio is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.